This week's parsha, we have the song of Az Yashir. In the middle of the song, we say, Ze Eli Ve'anveyu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. So our sages, we spoke about, they say, Ve'anveyu means either I will build him a home or I will do his mitzvot in a beautiful way. Rav Hirsch writes about Adon Olam. When we speak about Adon Olam, so we say the prayer of Adon Olam. Adon Olam describes Hashem's magnificence. He is master of the world even before the world was created. When he created the world from his will, he was king beforehand, and then he was declared king because he created creatures. And after the whole world's going to be gone, he's still going to be king. He was, he is, he will always be. We describe Hashem's magnificence. What's the main message of Adon Olam, says Rav Hirsch? The main message is, after describing all of Hashem's magnificence, we say, Vehu Eli Vechai Goali. Hashem is my God. Excuse me. We said Hashem always was, always will be. He's so magnificent. What am I? I'm a speck of dust. I'm going to disappear one day. All of world history, billions of people over so many years, on so many continents. Why do I matter? Adon Olam speaks about Hashem's omniscience, about Hashem's omnipotence, and then says, Vehu Eli, and Hashem is connected to me. It's the intro to prayer. Why does my prayer matter? Because Hashem says, I matter. The main message of Adon Olam is the relationship. Hashem is so magnificent, yet he's connected to me. That thought of Rav Hirsch on Adon Olam can also be applied to the Az Yashir. Within all this song is the Zekeli. This is my God. Yetziat Mitzrayim was the proof that Hashem cares about us, that Hashem says, I'm going to interfere to ensure that the world history plays itself out the way it should with the Jewish people. Laila Tov.